Hey guys, there are gonna be women that you meet and encounter in your life who have a lot of pent-up trauma, a lot of underlying issues, a lot of baggage that they have yet to correct and look in the mirror and fix. They don't wanna see a psychiatrist. We all know that women are allergic to accountability. This is why they don't fully grow internally and mature. I came up with 10 signs a woman is emotionally damaged. Every man should have their metal detectors out when they're thinking about dealing with a woman or taking a woman serious, okay? Because that particular woman can be a ticking time bomb. She has a lot of things that she has yet to correct. She's been in a lot of bad relationships. She had a lot of childhood trauma. So these are some signs that every man needs to look out for if you think about moving forward and making that woman your main chick. Number one, she throws small digs of sarcasm or shots at you. She makes fun of you. She insults you here and there. Get rid of these women, man. You might think, well, she just said I have a big nose today, or she has had a big ears or big mouth, or a lot of women, they'll come up with a nickname for you once a week or once a month. A lot of women aren't funny. They have no humor. So the only way they get a laugh out of life is if they insult their boyfriends or the guys that they're seeing or dating. If a woman tries to put you down in any way, or you might scratch your head and say, well, you like kind of wonder a little bit if it was kind of, get rid of her. Don't let a woman put you down, because these women, they aren't secure with their life. They're not confident in themselves. So they have to put people down who are close to them. And that's their boyfriends, the guys that they're seeing. They don't like how they look. So what they have to do is nag at you and talk down to you so you can be beneath them. Don't let a woman do this to you, man. Even if you think it's, you know, no hard feelings, or it's, you know, we have nicknames for each other. No nicknames. The only nickname you should have that she should be calling you is handsome, king, daddy, or your first name. That's it. Number two, I want you to look at her wrists. Look at her thighs. If she never wears shorts, or she always wears long sleeve shirts in the summertime or in the spring, that's a huge red flag, because she used to cut herself. A lot of women, they're unable to express themselves emotionally, or if they don't get their way in life, what they'll do is they'll try to bite themselves and do all this bodily harm to themselves, because they don't want to look in the mirror and accept accountability for the things that they've done in their life. So if you see a woman who has digs on herself, a lot of bruises, or she might say, you know, oh, I got this bruise from when I ran into the door. You're like, why does she always have these bruises? That's a red flag. No one runs into the door that often. No one runs to the car that often, okay? So look out for these women who are inflicting bodily harm on themselves. Ticking time bombs, you get rid of those. Number three, if she's always talking bad and negative about her biological father, her brothers, her uncles, heck, even her stepdad, that just goes to show you that she doesn't value male energy. She doesn't value male leadership and guidance. Those guys, her father, most likely had good intentions for her and she cared about her. But what she'll do is to try to spin it on them and say, well, they didn't care about me. They were trying to force me to do something. They were trying to control me. Any woman that says a male was trying to control them, what she's basically saying is she doesn't want to follow their guidance. She doesn't want to take their advice, okay? So if she's always talking negative about them, about men in her life that actually cared about her or that she was close around, that's a red flag. What do you think she's going to do to you? She's not going to fully respect you and want your masculine energy and your guidance and your leadership. So she's going to do the same thing to you, okay? So if you encounter women like this, and watch out for what she says. Ask her, so how close are you with your father? What do you think about your brothers? Do you guys talk often? If she says, oh, we don't talk, we're not on talking terms, she has to go. Number four, does she take a lot of medication? I'm not talking about the standard Advil, a headache medication that she had a long day. I'm talking about religiously. 3, 4, 5 pills a day in the morning, during lunch, at night. That's unhealthy. That just goes to show that she is not emotionally and mentally stable, okay? Any woman that takes that much medication religiously on a consistent basis throughout the day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you don't want to be around that type of woman. because she's a ticking time bomb. She's not stable mentally. She is unable to handle life and grab life by the horns and handle her problems. So she'll try to use antidepressants, a lot of different prescriptions. And a lot of women will abuse these type of things. They'll overdose on them. They'll be so used to taking them that they need a higher dosage. Okay? There's a lot of women that I've encountered who write fake prescriptions to get more medication and different types of things and get higher refills and more dosage. So listen, any woman who takes medication, if it's not an Advil once every blue moon, cut her off. Just get rid of her, man. Number five, she takes a lot of selfies and posts them on social media all the time. Listen, if a woman is constantly taking selfies, guys, and if you guys are seeing each other, she's basically always taking applications. She's telling the world that, yeah, I have a boyfriend or I'm seeing somebody, but I always want to upgrade. I'm always trying to do better than my current situation. A lot of these women take all these selfies because they know that deep down they're really insecure. So they need another man, thirsty guys, simps, to praise her, right? She can't sleep at night unless she gets validation from other people who she would never encounter. Selfies, an abundance of them that these women are taking. Listen, even if she takes some every so often, why do you want to deal with a woman like that? Why do you want to deal with a woman who's half naked taking selfies on the beach with her tongue out and doing all this crazy stuff? Listen, that goes to show that she's not emotionally stable and she's not really secure with herself. So she needs other people's likes and retweets and compliments to make her feel better about her life. Number six. She's overly anxious to try to move things forward with you really fast. She tries to manipulate you and really push the envelope and say, so what are we? These type of women, they're always trying to really get away from something. Something is going on in their life that they have to try to move in with you quick, try to get furniture. Like, you might have slept with her one or two or three times and she's talking about the future. This is a woman who is codependent, who needs a man to survive, who needs a man's mental stability, who needs a man's money to survive. Listen, these women are emotionally damaged because here's the thing, if you're not there when she needs you, she will make things hard on you. She'll withhold sex, she'll play games, she'll blame you for all the things that's going on in her life because she wants to feel like she's connected with you. And yes, that's how women are, they wanna feel some bond, but if a woman is trying to really advance things real fast and you just met the chick and it ain't been in like a few months and she's like, so what are we, or do you want to get married? Listen, don't deal with that woman. She's looking for a savior. Let her save herself. Number seven, she never cheers or supports you when you're accomplishing things. You might have a basketball game, a flag football game, whatever game that you have, and she seems to never want to come. She makes excuses. She says, oh, I can't be there. Maybe next time. This type of woman is not stable mentally. If you're going to finish school, if you're about to graduate, she's never really there to cheer you on, right? Because she knows that you deserve better. And if you know your worth and your value, you'll most likely leave her for another chick. So if a woman doesn't want to come to your functions, it doesn't clap for you, it doesn't say, good job, baby, and all stuff like that, deep down, she secretly has some animosity towards your success. She's probably not where she wants to be in life currently. So she's going to make you feel bad or just like, oh, you know, I don't think you should do that. Maybe you should just continue to work here. She doesn't want to root for your success and your progression. But what's going to happen is she will always want to progress in her life. So she'll be able to look down on you as opposed to you looking down on her being the man that you're supposed to be. Number eight. She's a drama queen. She's always talking negative about someone or something. She never has anything positive to say about her life or other people that are in her life. I remember I was with women and they were friends with their girlfriends for decades, since elementary school. And what they did was they always talked negative about how they dressed, how they moved, the guys they were with. Never had anything positive to say about the people that were close to in their life, right? People that they spent a lot of time with. And these type of women, what they'll do is, they'll talk bad about you behind your back. Some women are like that. They just like drama. They need some sort of negativity, because we all know women need a roller coaster range of emotions. And oftentimes, this is how a lot of women get those emotions. This is how they get their fix. By talking bad about people who are close to them. Co-workers, even the waitress. Like, you sitting down hanging out, she's just always negative about something. She's always pulling something out of the hat. She always watches these negative shows, these reality shows that talk about relationships and breakups. Listen, if you are dealing with a woman like this, there's a high chance that she's going to leave you and she's going to place the blame on you. You don't want a woman who's always watching these silly reality love and hip hop shows that show these women fighting their boyfriends and yelling and screaming. Listen, these drama queens, man, they're everywhere. And if a woman doesn't have anything positive to say about anybody she's close to, even her friends, even her co-workers, she's going to talk negative about you behind your back when she leaves your presence. I guarantee you. Number 9, and listen to this real closely, guys. There's a lot of women that you will start to meet, and they'll say, well, me having male friends, is that an issue? And you'll say, well, that's not an issue because you don't want to feel like you're insecure or that you're, you know, beta or weak. Listen, a woman should have no male friends, period. The only man that should be in her life that plays any sort of significance is you, the man who's looking to promote her to the main chick, her brother, and her father. That's it. Any other dudes, they have to go, right? And if they don't want to go, and she doesn't want to get rid of them, then she has to go. Because those dudes will always play a factor and a role in her life. Women who have a lot of male friends, they're very, very insecure. They always need validation. They always need a man to text them and chase them. They're not secure with themselves. They're not happy with themselves. They always need other dudes to make them feel good, to tell them how good they look. Hey, beautiful. Hey, this. Hey, that. Listen, if you guys happen to get in an argument or a fight, who do you think she's gonna go to? She's gonna go right to those male friends that she says is not a threat to you. Number 10, she tells you that all her ex-boyfriends were jerks, abusive, and treated her poorly. What's the common denominator of all those guys and her? She's the common denominator. She's choosing these guys to sleep with. So what does that mean? That she's emotionally damaged. She loves to play the victim. Listen, a lot of women will choose losers because they know that when they leave that relationship or situation, they can just blame him. As opposed to choosing a quality good man, she's gonna have to step up to the plate, right? She's gonna have to put in effort. She's gonna have to do all these things and be accountable for her actions in her life when she deals with a quality man who has his life together, not a low tier guy. So if a woman says, oh, all my exes, I just keep tracking bad boys, she's going for those bad boys, those losers, intentionally. She's damaged. She likes drama. She likes guys that she can fix up, okay? A lot of women like that. They don't want to deal with men who already have their life together and who's already stable mentally and financially. So it gives her something to do. So after she's done building that guy up, she can talk down to him and treat him poorly. She can, you know, put him down and say all these different things to the low-tier guy, as opposed to a quality dude with everything going. She can't have control over him. A lot of these women, they like to deal with dudes who have nothing going on for themselves. No job, no car, no place to live. So she'll have that dude move in with her so she can be the top chick. She can be in control of that dude and be basically his guardian and give him allowance to different things. If a woman always says all her exes were bad boys, or she just has a habit of choosing losers, she's the loser.